This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Public Defender David Marcus has resigned. Marcus submitted his resignation at about 9:15 Wednesday night. The board hired him as a public defender in February. In March, though, nine deputy public defenders submitted a letter to the board claiming that Marcus wasn't willing or able to represent clients in court, in addition to being unqualified for the position based on state law. Local attorney Patrick Grigo filed a lawsuit with similar claims, and a judge was set to issue a ruling next month. Now that Marcus's resignation's been submitted and accepted, supervisors will be compiling a list of possible interim opponents, and they expect to discuss it at the next meeting on December 5th. The Arcata Police Department seeking information on a person of interest in a vehicle theft investigation that led to a chase that ended with the suspect escaping police by jumping off Samoa Bridge into Humboldt Bay on Wednesday. It was early on Wednesday morning. Officers from the Arcata Police Department tried to contact the occupant of a stolen vehicle on Hindon Road. The occupant fled in that vehicle. A pursuit was initiated that concluded on the bridge, with the suspect jumping from the bridge to evade police. Evidence found in the vehicle did develop a person of interest, according to authorities. A 32-year-old McKinleyville woman spent her Thursday in a detention center and could be deported after being taken into custody by immigration officials. Claudia Portillo is from El Salvador. In 2012, she got under the microscope of Immigration and Customs Enforcement when she was pulled over for driving on a suspended license. She has to check in yearly with the agency to their offices in San Francisco. This year, she went there with her 6-year-old daughter. That's when Portillo was detained. Her ultimate fate is undetermined. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies got a tip that a wanted fugitive, 38-year-old Amy Hafner, was at a residence located on the 4100 block of Redway Drive in Redway. When deputies got there, Hafner was spotted sitting in an idling vehicle that was parked in front of the residence. When speaking to Hafner, deputies observed in plain view an AR-15 assault rifle in the rear passenger compartment. Also inside the vehicle was the driver, 28-year-old Joseph Cullen, and another passenger, 27-year-old Grace Dunlap. All three subjects subsequently removed from the vehicle. Between them, they face weapons and warrant charges. Well, the annual Thanksgiving Day Blessing of the Fleet took place in Trinidad on Thursday. The Greater Trinidad Chamber of Commerce and a group of hardworking commercial fishermen's wives and loved ones put on the event every year to send some good energy out to local fishermen. There was music, snacks on hand as well, hundreds turning out to see the event this year. It was the 22nd annual Blessing of the Fleet happening above the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.